You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From vacation, and he landed, and he is hitting them all, man. We saw him. I saw him over the weekend out with the Miami Dolphins, and the offensive lineman, Baldy, I've learned all over the NFL, love Baldy's breakdowns, brother. Congratulations. What a home run.
Hey, Joe, good morning to you, man. It's good to hear your voice. Good to join you here. I think we saw each other last Saturday in that in the soup of South Florida there. I don't miss those kind of days out there in pads at all. I tell you that, Joe.
First thing I always think when I'm out there, how do we go through two of these a day, pads, for like, man, 6 weeks? How in the hell do we do it? Hey, Baldy, I said something earlier. I thought it was so cool having Patrick Paul come over to you and you having to talk with him about everything, bro. It just says, first of all, he respects you, but second of all, what a personality. He is so far ahead of where I thought he was going to be. He did play some last year, but he's different level right now. What'd you think?
I really like him. I really like him, Joe. He's a great kid. He wants to be good. He's got a good head on his shoulder. His brother plays for Washington, and I saw him in Washington. This isn't hyperbole, but the offensive line coach flat out said that his brother's the strongest guy on the Commanders team, period. Like, this guy, but Patrick is enormous. He's got the longest arms. Like, he's got a real chance to be good. You know, Teron Armstead was out there working with them. They've been looking for that left tackle. Teron was a great guy, great player, but he had a hard time staying healthy. Like, they got a big guy that, has a chance to really nail down that position. I they're scrimmaging the Bears today, and then they play the Bears on Sunday. And I'd love to see him against Montez Sweat and some of those rushers in Chicago to see how he holds up.
Yeah, listen, his confidence right now, as you saw with that big smile while he was talking to you, it's different level. So I got to ask you, so we haven't had five guys play together. Now Austin Jackson is out for a little bit here. Should be back for the start. But, man, it feels a little light. Overall, is everybody going through this in the league where now I feel good about the starting five if they can all stay healthy, but I don't know about the backups at all?
Well, they don't have much depth. You know, I mean, Eichenberg has played, and Jackson Carmen was a high pick for Cincinnati but didn't play much. Keon Smith is in there right now. Larry Borum. I mean, these guys have been given opportunities, but they haven't played much. So there's not a lot of depth there, a quality depth. Let me say that. They've got guys who have played, put uniforms on, but there's not a lot of quality depth. And the good teams seem to have good depth, Joe, and the teams that aren't very good or you're not sure about what they're going to do, they don't have good depth. And so I would say the Dolphins are in that case where, man, I'd be looking every day to find guys right now and to develop guys.
Yeah, well, again, this is kind of a big week for all of them. All those guys you named, by the way, it's their chance to show that they can be the next guy up at a tackle or as you said, a potential guard position. So as you look at this team overall, I saw you talking to Tyreek and some other guys. What's your thoughts going in on the Miami Dolphins?
Well, I think if the offensive line, you know, can stay healthy, their offense should be good. I mean, Tua, you know, he doesn't miss the ball doesn't hit the ground when he throws it. He is accurate, and he does know where to go with the ball, and he does get it out of his hands quickly. But, you know, I don't know if there's a rift between Tyreek and Tua. I don't know what to read about all that stuff, things that were said, you know, and then things that Tua said. But let's just say that, you know, Tyreek is hungry and wants to have a good season and got his head on straight. And while they should be good offensively, they got the speed in the backfield. I just really have serious questions about their secondary and what they're doing. I mean, I know the injuries have come up, and to lose Cater was a bad loss, and Jalen traded, you know, and, you know, you can go through the list of all these guys. Maybe Storm Duck is, you know, is a guy they can count on, but it just looks awfully thin back there right now.
They're saying, so Anthony Weaver, everybody has spent time with him, and he says, hey, don't worry about it. We're developing these guys. This was our game plan, and we picked up a couple of guys, and we feel good about them. And you're like, oh, okay. And what about Jack Jones? You've watched Jack Jones play and started last year for Las Vegas. What are your thoughts on him?
Well, he is the thief. I mean, he's got great ball skills, Joe. Does he want to tackle? Is he, is he dependable? Is he, you know, just from a schemes, can he handle all the assignments? Like sometimes the guy, is playing his own game out there, but he does have good ball skills. I will say that. And I think, you know, he looks like he's more of a zone corner to me than he is, but he's been to two places and two places have given up on him, you know, with the Patriots and now the Raiders. And so this is kind of like his spot right now. If he can't make it here,
he might be
shown the door, but he's here because of those ball skills that he's shown with the Raiders last year.
And Mike Hilton comes in right after Jack Jones. They get Mike Hilton because some guys have gone down. They need a guy in the nickel situation, and I think they're going to have him on the line of scrimmage. I think they're having blitzing a lot, and 31 years old, a lot of starts in this league. How do you like his game and where he is at this point?
Well, Mike Hilton, he had a great run. He had a great run in Cincinnati. I mean, he came from Pittsburgh and, helped him get to a Super Bowl 4 years ago. But, you know, you mentioned all the starts in 31. It doesn't look like he can run the same as he once did. And so that's been his position. He's been a great nickel. But Cincinnati's defense was awful last year. I'm not saying Mike Hilton, you know, look, there are a lot of reasons why the defense was awful. But I don't think they would have given up on Mike Hilton if he could still run the way he once could. And he was a really good player and a good teammate in Cincinnati. He'll still be a good teammate. He's a good guy. I'm not sure how well he runs anymore right now.
All right, so flipping it over, Dolphins, when this preseason's over, going to open with the Colts. Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson, and this might not even be a competition because Anthony Richardson just can't stay healthy. He gets hit again last night. I don't know if somebody whiffed on the block. He got the crap knocked out of him and dislocated his finger. What do you think happens at this quarterback thing when the Dolphins and Colts get ready to play?
Well, I don't know, you know, how bad the finger is and how much time he's going to miss that. I saw the same play you saw, Joe. I saw the end come off the corner. I don't know if it's missed assignment, misread by Anthony. It's hard to say. I haven't really studied it that hard yet. But, this is the reason why he was drafted with the fourth pick was because of his size and speed and athletic ability, and all he's done is gotten hurt.
Right.
So he seems awfully fragile for a guy that has, you know, he's, you know, 6'4 and 245 pounds. I mean, he's awfully fragile. And so, yeah, he took the shot, but a lot of guys take that shot and they just get up and nothing happens. But, I mean, this seems like this is going to travel with him. So is Daniel Jones going to be the guy? All right. Well, I mean, he's always had a hard time leading and seeing the field and, throwing the ball accurately. I mean, those have been issues with him in 6 years in New York. And I don't know that they're just going to go away because he went to a new team right now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baldy, a lot of people, there's a buzz about what the Patriots are doing. They had a big free agent class, pretty good-looking draft class if everybody works out. And obviously, they weren't very good. I mean, I didn't think talent-wise it was bad last year. It really was. But I think Drake May's got a chance to be a good player. I thought he played his ass off considering he didn't have a lot to play with last year. How much better do you think the Patriots are going to be?
They should be a lot. I mean, the roster's a lot better, and they're going to be better coached. I mean, Mike Vrabel, I mean, nothing against Gerard Mayo, but he was a first-year coach that was thrown into a bad situation. But Mike Vrabel's been around. He's had the number one defensive football. He's been the number one seed in the AFC. Like, there's a real presence about him. And the roster is better. It's a better offensive line right now. It is a much better, you know, they've got more talent with Stephon Diggs and what they, you know, I think this Travion Henderson is going to be a good player out of Ohio State. Like, I think they have much better players around Drake May right now. Defensively, they filled a lot of holes with what they did in free agency and what they did in the draft and some other young players, you know, that they have been drafting, like Christian Gonzalez. You know, he's really, really,
really good. Oh, boy.
Yeah, Harold Landry's been a good player, played for Mike in Tennessee. You know, they went out and got Milton Williams, who's a good young player from Philadelphia. So, you know, they've addressed a lot of issues, and they should be better coached. And I think that Josh McDaniels is a horrible head coach, but I do think he's a creative, good offensive coordinator. So they should be better all the way around. How much better, I don't know. But if you say you jump from 3 or 4 wins to 8, I can see them making that kind of a jump.
Hey, Baldy, I want to ask you. So we've been having this discussion, and we always hear this time of year Aaron Rodgers goes, I don't need to play preseason. I think it's a waste. And I don't think that way, by the way. I think the preseason games are still important to young guys that need to develop. Maybe you feel differently. But Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase played a lot of football last night, and it looks like a lot of quarterbacks are going to be playing this in this first week. What are your thoughts on playing starters for the preseason?
I think guys got to play. I mean, you could have all these scrimmages that they have, and, you know, nobody's getting hit, and, you know, quarterbacks are wearing red jerseys and all this kind of stuff, and it's very controlled. But, like, for example, Joe, like, you can't evaluate offensive or defensive linemen or running backs without playing games. You can't. Like, you got to see what the running back has vision. You got to see if an offensive lineman can move bodies, you know, has any athletic ability. I mean, you can do a lot of stuff in shorts that could cover up a lot of flaws. But you got to get these guys into games. And I watched Joe last time. I'm watching the game right now. DePaul, he was, you know, he's an assassin. And he played great. I think everybody's got to play. Like, I understand the fear of injury and you can't lose your guys. And that's a decision. But I don't think you could play the game trying to legislate against injuries. You know, you just got to go play. And Burrow was awesome. And so was Ja'Marr last night. You know, they had 2 series, 2 touchdowns. I mean,
yeah.
You know, they carved. I mean, the Eagles weren't playing their starters outside of a couple guys, but still, I mean, you go out there and execute like that. You know, I mean, I think those type of series are important.
Hey, so I know you just got back and you're just kind of getting going again. Of course, you went right into the sauna bath here in South Florida. How many camps are you going to be able to get to between now and the start of the season?
I saw 14 teams, Joe. I went 13 straight days. I actually saw the Jets and the Ravens on the same day. Just had a drive from New York to Baltimore. But I saw 14 teams over the last 13 days. I'm back here now. I got to go to Los Angeles and get in the studio and watch these preseason games and tell you what I'm seeing, I guess. But, I'll probably get to a couple more practices next week. I felt like I saw about half of the league right now.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Jets thing? I mean, they obviously got a lot of talent. I've never, ever come on and said they don't have any talent. It's never been a problem. The QB thing and protecting the QB, which, by the way, seems to be a theme a lot of places around the league. But what do you think of the Jets?
Well, I think they have a coach there that, you know, is doing it the right way. I mean, you know, for example, like under Robert Saleh, they never had officials out at practice.
I don't get that.
Joe, they led the league in penalties last year. Pre-snap penalties killed them all season long. So they got the officials out there. Like, they're going to make an effort to be much more disciplined than they ever were. So that's a good starting point. They have been drafting offensive linemen forever. Maybe they put a line together. They've got depth behind them. So, you know, and defensively, I think they're good. I don't think they're great. But, you know, their starting 11 should be really good. We'll see, like, what the depth looks like right now. But, you know, I think it's a step in the right direction from a discipline standpoint, which was severely lacking. And I think, you know, Aaron Glenn will do a good job with that. And so, you know, it's a good starting point for roster that does have talent. They've got three good running backs. I think this Mason Taylor has a chance to be a really good tight end. And it's been a long time since you could say that about a New York Jet offense.
Yeah. Hey, so I got to ask you this because everybody's been asking me because they know we're friends. This ESPN NFL thing, have you guys gotten any word about where everybody's going to be and what's going to go on and we're going to treat it? Is there anything you can share with us down here in South Florida?
Well, I don't have I can share stuff, Joe. I don't have any, like, magical insight. I mean, we had a conference call. I mean, I was at Chicago Bears practice when this conference call's going on. I'm like, am I supposed to listen? Should I talk to Caleb Williams or should I listen to this conference call? You know, I wasn't sure what I was supposed to do yet. So I got it in bits and pieces. But, you know, the league owns 10% of ESPN. It's a big paycheck to the NFL. I don't know. Guys like me, I have no idea. Like, I don't think it's going to kick in, honestly. I don't think it's going to kick in right away. It might take a while for this whole thing to take place. Maybe I'll go out there to L.A. Today and, you know, somebody from ESPN will be sitting in my office. I don't know.
It's now Bobby's breakdowns. You're done, Bobby. I'm taking the breakdown thing, yeah.
All right, I'll come back and join you on the radio, Joe.
Hey, you always got a job back here, brother. I don't know if we're paying what you're making everywhere else, but damn it, we'll be all right, Bobby. Don't you worry.
All right.
Hey, Bobby, thanks,
right,
man. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you, buddy. You got it.
Yeah,
Ryan Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. Bobby's breakdowns, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.